We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to have our first guest joining us from Cadence Bank. As you know, Cadence has been a proud sponsor of Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and of our foundation. So joining us today to talk about money, one of our favorite subjects, is Patrick Pacheco with Cadence. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here this morning.
Thank you very much. And, you know, what an interesting time in terms of banking and what's going on across the globe, of course. And so money is a very important, you know, conversation piece, I think now more than ever, Patrick. And given the vast majority of families who have a bit more quality time, if you will, certainly one topic that they might want to broach with their children is money. Where do they start?
That's correct. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about money with their children. And that can be a few reasons, just kind of old school, everything's private. It can be they're not comfortable with the topic itself. You know, maybe they don't do a great job managing money or thinking about money, even talking to their spouse about money. So you have to have children that have some idea of what they're doing. You can't have kids go to college or get out of high school, start a job, and have no idea that money just doesn't come out of a machine that you put a card into. So it's never too early to start talking to kids about money. They understand conceptually that you get something and you pay for things at the store, but to really try to hammer that point home, you know, it can start when as young as you like. I don't think there's too early an age to start with children. I think one of the first places to start, or a very easy place to start, and like we did with my kids, is we gave them $1 a day for their allowance. We'd give it on Sunday morning. The first thing they did is they put $1 in the collection plate, and then they had $3 that they utilized to spend. That we don't like to use the word spend because that sounds like I'm going to have to use it right away, but for their needs, to meet needs, and then $3 we'd put in savings. And that gave them an idea that, okay, this is my money. This is what I do with it. I have a charitable inclination or charitable intent with church. And then I'm going to have some that I can, if I need a pair of shoes, I need to get that new game, I can save up and get that. And then other savings that you're putting down for long-term uses.
So
that's a good place.
Yeah, I think it's certainly something to consider. And also, as we think about, you know, money and what it means today. And as you said, many places are no longer accepting cash, and it's on cards. And perhaps this idea of putting money on your credit card, that is a good thing versus a debit card, et cetera. And what conversation should we have around that and making sure that we don't say the wrong things about money? What are some of those pitfalls parents make?
Well, one of the things is, to not talk about it. So we do have to talk about it. And we don't have to tell our kids what we make, for example, at our job. But we can tell them, I go to work, and for that work, I get paid a set amount of dollars. For those dollars, I pay for things such as your school clothes, I pay for things such as dinner, I pay for our house. And there's only so much of it. So we have to make sure and budget and know exactly how much we have so that we'll be able to meet all of those needs. And then hopefully we have a little bit that we can save so that later on we can go on vacation, we can do something else. And that's a discussion you have without necessarily giving the exact dollar amounts. Now, I think one of the things people think, though, and that you really have to be aware of, is people think their kids don't know that they have money. You know, some people are a little wealthier. I deal with some wealthy clients. They'll say, "What? Our kids don't know we have money." And I'll tell them, your kids go to St. John's. You drive a very expensive car. Kids can look you up on HCAD to figure out what your house is worth. They know you have money. So get rid of that fantasy that they don't know that there's money out there. They know it's there. That's where you have to teach them how to utilize it, how to respect it, and how to become good stewards of that money. The biggest pitfall is not discussing it. The second pitfall is to discuss it very lightly and think they don't know what's going on, because kids are very, very perceptive these days.
Yeah. And it's all relative, isn't it? At the end of the day, it is relative. And you mentioned St. John's. I remember taking my girls to their carpool there, and it was following the holiday break, and there were four vehicles in the carpool for new Christmas gifts, right? A Lamborghini, a Ferrari, and I forget the other two, but it is relative, and certainly much more astute than we give them credit for, but certainly helping them understand it's about setting a budget, setting limits, and understanding. I think not enough schools provide just a how-to. I mean, I remember when we were in school, right? We had that home economics and consumer spending, et cetera. They just taught you how to have a budget, because so many parents, especially from minority families, don't know what it is to balance a checkbook. They likely have never had checkbooks. Parents who've never had credit cards, understanding that your credit score matters and what that means. And so let's talk about any tips you have around the credit card conversation, especially one I know for folks who have credit cards who pay down their debt and they think, I'm closing the account so that I don't spend on that card anymore. But they're really doing themselves a disservice because they've just lost that line of credit. So let's talk a little bit about that.
So I think that's a very important point you bring up. So a credit card, I think the first thing for kids to understand is when dad or mom goes to the store and utilizes this credit card, somebody is giving me that credit for a cost. I could have paid for it up front, but this particular item, whether it was a repair on a car, whether it was a new pair of baseball shoes, whatever it may be, was a little bit more than we had in the budget for this month. So we're going to pay it out over time, but there's a cost to paying it out over time. And have kids understand that. And then tell them, well, if we didn't have credit, we couldn't buy it at all. And if I didn't have any credit, I wouldn't be able to get credit. And that's a concept that's difficult for some kids to say, I had to do well and start with a small amount of credit and show that I could responsibly utilize it and pay it back. And now they gave me a bigger piece of credit. But I can't just fill it up, because if I fill it up and can't pay it, that's going to hurt my credit score. Yeah. But it's good for me to have it available. And the only way I'm going to have it available is if I have developed a credit background and have something that kids are going to be very important for you as you grow up. And I think that knowledge that it, and a great piece is that what they have your credit card statement now. It says, if you make the minimum payment, this is how many years you're going to be paying this. So
yeah.
If you make the minimum payment, you're going to be paying for these baseball shoes for 2 years. You know, does that make sense for your baseball shoes? You'll be in the third pair of shoes by that time. Mm-hmm. So trying to match the use of the item with credit as well is important. Teach kids you longer term things you finance for longer terms, things that are immediate needs like a dinner, be better to pay for it and have cash to pay for it. If you don't, to stay home and eat than to put on a credit card.
Yeah, have a debit card instead of a credit card, right? And this is one extra step we need to take. And certainly all of these needs can be filled by our friends over at Cadence, who do a great job and have a lot of folks working on the phones, on your mobile, in person, et cetera, to fill all their needs. Well, before we wrap up our set, Patrick, anything else you'd like to add for parents and children as it relates to money?
Well, I'll tell you, when you start when they're young, you'll have some setbacks that can be amusing. One that we had, with that dollar we had at the collection plate, we call it the money for Jesus. And every Sunday, my son would put in. Well, the same gentleman always came to our pew to pass the plate. Well, one day, just as he's about to pass it, he got a call on his headphone and he walked away. And my four-year-old son at the time grabbed my suit coat, yanked it and said, Daddy, where's Jesus going? So sometimes we feel like we've made big strides and don't be discouraged because there seems to be something lost in translation, because at the end of the day, they're getting something out of it and you're getting something out of it. It may be the one thing that gets you and your spouse talking about money is talking to your kids about it. And that's just as important as talking to children as talking to your spouse about it.
Very good. Well, thank you again to you and the entire team over at Cadence, and we hope to see you guys very soon. Have a super day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.